Another year has come and gone. Are you wondering what the future holds? Are you struggling with the decision about love, money, your career, your family? StarPsychics.com, that's stars with a Z, has the answers you desire. StarPsychics.com is the best and brightest advisor site on the internet, staffed by top-rated, professional, fully tested, and certified advisors. This is the real deal. At StarPsychics.com, you create your own personal account, and you pick your advisor by reading their extensive bios. Then you decide on a budget that you are comfortable with. Your pathway to a clearer and brighter future is just a few clicks away. No gimmicks, no bait and switch. StarPsychics.com has daily blogs and lots of links to help you develop your own intuition. Log on now. That's StarPsychics.com. Remember, stars with a Z. And here's the best part. They're available 24/7. StarPsychics.com. Remember, stars with a Z. You must be 18 years or older. Your future awaits.
Hello, everybody. This is StarCast, also known as Natalie. Everybody knows it's stars this and stars that. I have my guests on the side here waiting, and I'm going to bring them in shortly. But, of course, I want to talk about the magazine, mysticlivingtoday.com. It's the 26th already, so I'll be starting on it. I'm going to take 4 days to do this. Probably I'll start a little bit maybe tomorrow and then really heavy duty, because it just seems like if I only take 3 days, I mean, I'm running myself ragged. You know, I'm burning the candle at both ends because I've got stuff coming in, stuff going out, and it's a lot easier on yours truly here. But anyways, if you have anything to submit, it's not too late. It's never too late. I will take it on the 1st of June or the 2nd of June. Everybody knows Natalie. I get it. I put it in, you know, but you can just email me at stars, STARZCAST, at mysticlivingtoday.com and send me what you have. Make sure you have an image with it and any credits that I need to put in, you know, like a website and all that kind of. I put it all in. And if you go to the site, you'll see what is required. But anyways, this is another big issue, and I keep laughing to myself because I say this all the time. Oh, she's going to be working hard on this one, but that's okay. You know, everybody knows that I go at warp speed, so it doesn't really matter. Also, I want to tell you about stars with a Z, psychics.com. You just heard the ad. Of course, that's going on. We're going to be adding horoscopes to the top, not the very top, but near the top. We're going to do that. And I'm doing that because a lot of people like to see what's going on for the day, and then we're going to have a little blurb at the top. And I just placed 50 ads with this beautiful logo that was made, and I believe Tony, my webmaster, did it, if I'm not mistaken. It's just really, really pretty. It really, really is. I'm gonna send it to Candy and have her start using it. She's used it before, but it says everything about stars. So, without further ado, I want to bring in my special guest today. He's just top spiritual motivator, speaker. You're going to love his voice. And he's laughing because he's saying, oh, my gosh, she's saying all these things about me, and she doesn't even know me. Yeah, but I do know you. So here he is, Ravi Kathuria. How are you tonight? Or today, I should say. It's today. It's not even tonight. Are you doing okay?
Yes, yes, Miss Natalie, I'm doing great. Thank you for having me, and thank you for saying all those good things. I was wondering who you were talking about. I wanted to meet that person.
It's you. See, I just knew about you because I looked at your picture, and yes, I read what's on your site. And, of course, I have the info sheet that my Candy puts up, and I just thought, this is perfect because the world is in such chaos, and they need to understand certain things. I mean, I can say it till the sky is falling, but they really need to hear from somebody who's, you know, who really knows what's going on, you know, all the purposes of life and all of that. But the first thing I want to ask you is, how did you get on this path? When you were a young man, did you decide, well, this is what I wanted? So let's start from the beginning.
Yes, let's start from the beginning. Great question. So the beginning is, I was born in a household where both my mother and my father were spiritual. My father especially was And we were religious, but we were more spiritual. And my father used to follow a guru in India, and we as a family would go listen to these discourses. But my father always, when his friends got together, his favorite topic was these philosophical topics. And he would talk about the question, who am I?
Yeah.
So I had that influence. Sorry, you were saying something.
No, I said, yeah, and see, that kind of planted a seed, and you kept hearing it all the time.
Yes, that planted a seed. And then as I was, you know, even when I was young, 14, 15, I remember I used to walk in the playground and not spend a whole lot of time playing with friends, thinking about other stuff that was going through my mind about life. And I remember I must be 15 or 16 when I meditated for the first time. My father didn't ask me to. I just naturally felt that that's something I wanted to do. And it was an incredible, amazing experience. I had no practice doing meditation before. I had not learned it. It just came naturally and left a mark that I still remember it now, 30 years later, right? 35 years later. And so I knew that I wanted to seek the meaning of life.
Mm-hmm.
But as you know, as I have blinked and I have lived a life, and I have built a career and built businesses, two businesses and a family, that aspect of spirituality has always been there. It's almost as if it has been beckoning and calling me and says, Ravi, come back home. It's whispering. It says, Ravi, I'm still here waiting with my arms open for you.
So you started on your quest very young.
Yes.
Because, now, you know, if it's in comparison to me, I was raised a Catholic. So, of course, you know, if you've ever heard about that, you go to church, a mass, and you do all the sacraments and all of that. But, you know, and I've said this many times, when I was probably ready to make my communion, and you've probably heard about that, I was in church, and I looked around, and I thought, why do I have to be here to talk to God? I can talk to him anywhere I want. I was questioning it then. But, of course, you couldn't question the nuns. You couldn't say, well, you're crazy, you know, because you had respect. But I was doing that at the age of 9, and I looked at all the gold, and I'm thinking, come on now. This doesn't make any sense to me. And it really didn't. And it was really the truth, what I was thinking already. But, okay, so you started meditating. I mean, did you have some kind of revelation? What happened? Continue on.
Yeah, so you know, the meditation that I have done then and since then, there have been no revelations for me. I'm just an ordinary man. But meditation, whenever I have meditated, meditation has left me the experience of that peace within. I feel
I think when you meditate, I mean, I do it like in the morning. My cat is always with me because he knows it's quiet time. I mean, he comes to me all the time like that. And I'm not doing anything. My computer's not on. My phone's off. Everything. I think that's such a good time to receive any kind of answers you're seeking. You know, and people are they're laughing because I say this too, is I talk to God every day. And you pronounce your name Ravi, right?
Yes, Ravi, very well, thank you.
Ravi, I love it. Okay, so I talk to God every day. You know, sometimes, and I know there's a lady laughing because she's listening, I give him like a dissertation, like, well, okay, I don't understand what you did today. Why is this going on? I need an explanation. Poor person there. Poor God, he's just like, oh, God, here's Natalie again. She's questioning my reasoning and why I'm doing things, and I do that. But every day, I stand up in my living room and I say, thank you, God, because I'm healthy. I'm walking and talking. I have a nice family. I have people surrounding me that love me, that I've never even met, Ravi. I mean, they're they're just beautiful people, like Candy, she's in the chat room, and this other lady that's listening, and Jackie. There's a handful of them that I call my champions. And so, you know, so it's a good feeling. It really is a good feeling. Even though sometimes I get, like I told you, I was frazzled a couple of days, but it's gone. It's gone now. Because I think, don't you think sometimes when you get like that, it means you're supposed to quiet yourself down?
Yes.
No, and have a knowingness that it's all going to be okay.
Yes. And in fact, you know, if you watch, and this happens to me too, is if I go many days or few days without meditating, I can start sensing the consternations in the mind growing. Right?
Oh, yes.
And so when I meditate, you know, I do not ask. It's not a prayer. I'm not talking to God. When I meditate, my only purpose meditating is to be completely quiet. I want the mind to completely shut down. Because if my mind says, I want to think about this thing, or I want to wish for this thing, or I want to pray for this thing, then guess who is still present? The mind is still present.
Mm-hmm.
The purpose of meditation is to completely sublimate the mind, where the mind is so silent. And you exist in that moment. And you're just as if you are a particle suspended in air.
Because
and
your mind
that,
also causes you trouble, because you start overthinking, stress yourself. Then you say, well, what if this happens? What if that happens? Oh, I'm not going to do that. Just don't do that. I did that a couple of days ago with this washer and dryer. And then finally, you know, my son called and he said, why are you frazzled? I said, well, I'm not frazzled anymore. He said, well, what did you do? I said, look, I had a little conversation with God, and I'm not going to even think about it. I'm going to let it out there, let it get taken care of. It'll get taken care of, you know.
Absolutely.
And it did. And it did.
Yeah.
And today I'm happier, and I'm working like I always do. But you know, when you overthink, Ravi, it stresses you so much that it slows you down. And you're not working at your top of your game like you should be, like God wants you to be. And you see, that's another reason why I wanted to talk to you, because you are a God-fearing man. There's no doubt in my mind about you. I mean, and I want to mention your site. It's called happysoulhungrymind.com. If you go there, everybody that's listening and will be listening, you're going to see a lot about him. And he puts here, he's got God is the universe. The universe is God. And it's just so truthful. And you don't have to be baptized, and you don't have to have all of that. All you have to do is be. You are part of God's universe. You are a part of it. And it's a wonderful feeling, like I said, when I can stand up and say, thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
I was a brat today. You know, I'll say that. I mean, I talk like God is standing in front of me. You know, I was a little bit of a brat today. Yes, I know. A little bit demanding, yes. But please forgive me. I'm back on board here again where I should be. And I thank you for helping me and guiding me, because if you receive something, you have to give thanks. You really do.
Yes.
You're being helped every day, every moment of the day.
Absolutely. Beautiful points you raise. You know, this point about, thank you for reading that, God is the universe, the universe is God.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have all searched. We have humanity for thousands of years have tried to figure out what is God. And we have heard of so many different answers. And one of those answers includes you cannot see God because you are not pure enough, because you are not this, because you are not that, right? There is all kinds of discrimination against us. If you have a certain sexual tendency, preference or identity, you cannot see God. If you're poor, you cannot see God. If you slept on the wrong side of the bed, you cannot see God. And, you know, we have all these statements, all that do. And, you know, if you do not follow a certain religion, if you don't follow a certain guru, you cannot see God. All of these things have kept us from really understanding understand what is God. Mm-hmm. When we come to understand that God is the universe itself is God.
That's right. When I was a little girl, I was really by myself a lot, and I don't know, I probably had a divine intervention many times, well, I know I have through my life, but it set me on a path, like what I'm doing now, the beautiful things that you're doing, the beautiful things that I'm doing, bringing people like yourself on the air. Otherwise, maybe they would not even know who you are. See, that's a good feeling to me. I like to do that. It's not expose, that's not the right word, but I like to bring you out into the world, type of world, the people that follow me, the people that know me, because they can all learn. I mean, we're always learning every single moment of the day.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. We all are learning. And these truths, if we all begin to understand, and I have to continue to understand them, because it's just awesome to think about, if God really is the universe, then I am part of the universe. I am born within the universe. I am of the universe. I am by the universe. You cannot take the universe out of me.
No. And you have to stand for that. You cannot let anybody lead you astray.
Yes.
But don't you think, Ravi, it's a knowingness? You have to, you can't convince somebody of it. They have to be shown the way. And if they seek it from the right people and read the right stuff, they're going to find it. They're going to understand. I don't believe in God because I can't see him. Well, but look around you. He's everywhere.
He's everywhere.
We
are the essence of the universe. We are the essence of God. God, we cannot, God is the most powerful force that we know of. Mm-hmm. And people have this relationship. I described this to somebody just recently and helped them understand. I said, many times when people talk about God, they talk about it as if it is a mother and a child. The child can have an independent existence of her or his mother, right? And
mm-hmm.
the child can
right.
have a mother, or child may not be, friendly with the mother. So that's the relationship they describe with God, is that you have a separate identity from God. The way I choose to describe our relationship with God is like a tree and earth. The tree cannot be separate from the earth. Everything in the tree has come from the earth. Even the oxygen that the tree breathes is from the earth's atmosphere. The tree is rooted in the earth. The tree is part of the earth while it was germinating, while it exists, and when it comes back and merges back into the earth. The tree is never separate from the earth. I am never separate from God. I exist within God. I am by God. I am of God. And I will merge back into God.
You know what I say to people is that, first of all, I believe totally. And I always say, with God, anything is possible.
Yes.
Don't ever doubt what can happen, ever. I have seen it. And, these people, they get these attitudes about, this is not going to be good. Look, you don't know what's going to happen. It can flip over like you turn over a coin.
Yes.
Real quick.
Yeah.
So the first thing you have to do is you have to believe that there is a God. You have to believe the universe is God, God is universe. You have to believe. That's the first thing for me, and that's probably what all of my background did for me when I was going to church all these mornings and sitting for Mass. Oh, gosh, I hated it, but it was doing something for me. It allowed me to be disciplined. It allows me to hold my convictions because nobody will change my mind. I believe in all things. Somebody says, that's not possible. I'll say to them, oh, really? How do you know? They don't know.
Yeah.
So that's how, you know, I can't just keep, I'm just like that. And you're like that too. Look what you do. Let's talk about your book. Oh.
Yes,
she says, yes, I want to talk about my book.
Yes.
I mean, we have so much that we can talk about. I told you, it's so simple. You know, your book is Happy Soul, Hungry Mind.
Yes.
I should say that better. You use your analytical and intuitive skills to solve the complexity and confusion of spirituality. It is a work of spiritual genius. It is. So tell us about the book. Where did it come? And you had another book before that, How Cohesive Is Your Company? But that that was more on a business line. This is more spiritual. This is the one that I feel is perfect. It's about you. It really is. I can feel it on the phone.
Ah, Miss Natalie. Yes, this Happy Soul, Hungry Mind is an amazing book. I know I wrote it, so I shouldn't praise my own book. But, you know, it's amazing because it is the journey of a young entrepreneur who has just faced a family tragedy. And he's also struggling with his business. He's been in business for 5 or 6 years. He's struggling with his business, and then he's faced with this family tragedy, and he has lost. Has he lost the will to go on? But he feels just a tremendous burden, right? How to deal with life. And he is, and I'll say this, this book is a book on spirituality, but the story of the book is based in a place that you would never believe, right? That would be probably the last place that you would think a book on spirituality should be based. And I'll tell you where it is based. It is based in Las Vegas.
Some
people call Sin City.
So how
crazy does an author have to be who's writing a book on spirituality and basically...
I don't know. Are you crazy?
Yes. I'm glad I didn't have a publisher. The publisher would have told me.
Yeah, forget it.
Spirituality. How can you base it in Las Vegas? No, this book is based in Las Vegas. And the conversation happens in the penthouse on the Las Vegas Strip. This is a conversation between this entrepreneur who runs into, who's there for a conference and runs into his old business mentor who is not, he has not kept in touch for 5 years for reasons the book explains. And then he goes to his mentor and says, I am so beat up by life. You know, we're living in COVID times and this pandemic has beaten us.
Yeah.
And so he says, I feel so beaten down. I want to sleep one night peacefully. And that's where their discussion starts and they talk about finding peace and spirituality. And it's the story of these two men because the business mentor, and I don't want to share any spoilers, but the story starts from the entrepreneur, but you see how the business mentor then gets involved and how his own story unfolds and the two men discuss and discover life and spirituality and finding peace and really coming to terms with happiness.
Well, you know, I had this little theory about COVID, I'm sure you have your own. It could be along the lines of mine, but you see, I've always felt that the world was about money all the time. You know, everything is about money. I can't do this unless you pay me. Blah, blah, blah. They can't. That, you do a lot for nothing. You can imagine what I do. But you see what I'm saying? So it's always about the money. And I think, well, you know, if you believe in God, which you should, he stood there and he said, okay, so you think it's all about the money, huh? Well, you know what? I'm going to change it up.
Yeah.
I'm going to make it so that you are all about each other. Yeah. So you care for each other. It's not what the, how much money this person's going to give you if you help them across the street or if you bring them food. That's the way it's going to be. And I don't, I mean, you know, that's an offshoot of all of this because I mean, it exists, of course, but that's kind of how I feel because I just think it's a controlled force. I just think that, and you can't blame anybody for it, but I just think that that's, he stood there and if you want to call him a he or she or whatever, and just said, okay, I'm going to fix this real fast. It's not going to be about the money. It's going to be about each other and what you can do for each other. And if anything comes out of this and it's like that, it's going to be a wonderful thing. I see people doing things for others and not asking. I mean, my son does it. The people I know around me do it. But there are so many, Ravi, that do not. Well, they're learning a valuable lesson here.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting you bring up money because...
Because of your Las Vegas story.
Yes, because the business mentor has created problems of his own.
Yes.
They're all driven out of money.
Mm-hmm.
So it's you know, it's interesting the story, and you're absolutely right, is that we in life, when I go out and speak to a lot of students in colleges and in MBA students especially, business students, and I ask them, what do they want in life? You know their answer?
Money.
So I actually, it's interesting, I have a video on YouTube and on my website, and the title of the video is, Can I Take My Money With Me When I Die?
Right, you're not going to go shopping.
Yeah, and I called the State Department and I said, look, I've made a lot of money and I feel good about myself. And they said, well, good for you, sir. And I said, you know, I'm a good citizen. I pay a lot of taxes. They were very happy. They said, we're very thankful. Keep making more money and keep paying taxes. But I said, I have a small question. I've made a lot of money. Can I take my money with me when I die?
Put it in your suitcase.
I said, no, yeah. I mean, I made this money.
Well, that's what people, it's such a misconception, isn't it? And
yeah.
I remember hearing that from somebody. They said something, and I had heard it the first time. Well, you don't go shopping when you die. You don't take a shopping cart with you. You don't. So it's such a misconception, isn't it? It's just, but I think it's changing some. I hope it is.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to work on you or I. We're already there.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, like you said, you talk to all these students, and that's the first thing, well, I want money. Well, what about your health? You can have money, but it's not going to buy good health.
Yeah, and, you know, and the thing is, we are, as a society, our upbringing, our values, it's all driven by that, right? We do not, success is defined by how big our house is and what car we drive. Success is defined by how much money we have the bank balance. You know, when you go to social parties, I don't know what women do because, you know, mostly I'm hanging with men. And you know what the men want to talk about? They want to talk about what toys they bought and how much money they made in this venture and that. That's all. That's what they're comparing.
Right. They want to shine because of what they've done, not the person they are, not about themselves, quote unquote. It's just about all the accomplishments. I don't really care about that. It's, first of all, for me, it's your voice. I love voices. I always have. And that's the first thing, you know, you can tell. I mean, I think you can too. You look at somebody, you can tell, if you've done it long enough, what they're about. Oh, that person, look at them. That's all they think about is money, I can tell. I mean, they're walking and talking, and they, you can look, go in a grocery store, and I see it all the time. These people, and I mean, maybe they're broke, I don't know, but I see so many walk around, ignore all these little old people, not me, uh-uh. I stop and ask them if they need any help. One lady said, well, do you work here? I said, no. And she said, looked over at her husband. She says, funny. She says, we have a little angel with us. Well, good. I'll be your angel. What do you need?
Yes.
What do you need? I helped a lady who was in this riding cart thing behind me. She had her bag and stuff, and I said, do you need any help? And she said, no, I always do it myself. And I said, well, today's your lucky day, I said, because I'm going to help you. My son was in front of me.
Yes.
And she looked at me, she said, I can't believe you're doing this. I said, why? I said, everybody that's before you or behind you should help you. It's nice that you do it yourself, but this is what I'm giving to you today. Oh, she couldn't thank me enough. And she had these bags, and I said to the gal that was cashing her out, I said, here, use these bags because she puts all of her stuff in there. Make sure you put it back in her cart. I do that in the stores all the time. I just love to extend myself. And you're like, you're a part of God. You are showing people that, you know, I didn't expect $5. I didn't expect nothing. I didn't even expect a thank you. I said, you don't even have to thank me. I can't believe you're doing this. Oh, my gosh. I do it all the time myself. I said, well, today's your lucky day. I'm going to do it for you.
How
it's not the
is
first
that?
Time. It's not the first time I've done stuff either. You know, and my son is the same way. People are getting in their car and it's raining and this man pulls up. I'm just giving you some examples, and I'm sure other people have done the same thing. And my son's looking at me, and I'm looking at him. I said, well, come on, let's go. So we leave the cart in there, and we go out to the little old lady, and I'll say, do you need some help? Oh, no, my husband's coming. My son looks at me, and I look at him. We start taking the bags out, putting them in the trunk, and the man in the car was just smiling from ear to ear. My son opened the door for her. And she got in just fine.
Yes.
And when we walked back in, we looked at each other, and I thought to myself, you can't tell me that's not doing the best thing today. You cannot tell me that's not a wonderful thing to do. Do little things like that. See, it's easy, Ravi. It's just so easy. But, yeah, you're right. The young people think about money, most of them. I don't know why. You want to know how much they can make and are they going to be a success and do some good things? If they do good things, then I'm happy. You know, I mean, I think you can be successful and you can do good things. I'll take that.
Yeah.
I'll
there
accept that.
There is nothing wrong with making money. There is nothing wrong with building a career. There is nothing wrong with climbing a corporate ladder. But what you have to understand is that the purpose of life is far more bigger than your career or your bank balance, right? There is a meaning to life. And if you...
Right, and you're right. You're absolutely right. And if you go looking at all... I mean, I'm an animal activist. Can you not imagine that? I go and see all these little baby cows and little pigs and goats and... Rhino, I mean, I'm forever. That's what I look at on YouTube. That's what I look at on my Instagram. I just love them. They just make me smile and make me feel so happy. And I think to myself, gee, I would like to go where they are. And then I think, nah, you better not because you'd want to take them all home.
Yes.
Because, I mean, I just have this fondness. But I've always been like that, too. See, this is just not all of a sudden overnight I've been like that. No. They have feelings, too. See, that's life, just like people. So there's more of an understanding, I think, than just how much dollars you make and your job and all of that. I just want everybody to treat everybody like they're a little gold piece, like they're just something so precious. That's what I want.
Yes.
And it'll all come back to you. You'll see. Because if you don't think God is not watching you, you're highly mistaken. I've always told people that it's like having a piece of paper, pluses and minuses. Well, how many pluses are you going to have on this piece of paper by the time you're done with your journey here on earth?
Yes. Yes, and God is watching, but there is something even more powerful than that is watching and who is keeping record. You know what is watching?
What?
Your own mind. Your own mind.
Yes.
Because you can hide your thoughts from, you know, your actions. Sometimes people see you can hide your actions, but your thoughts, are there, but your mind is recording all your thoughts and actions, and your future personality is going to be molded by those.
Well, you
thoughts.
Have a little thing here. It says, what is the soul?
Yes.
Okay. A lot of people want to know, because I'll say, well, don't you know? And they don't know.
Yes.
So explain to the listeners, what is the soul? Because I respect what you know, and I know that you've been doing this a long time, and, I mean, I have my own version, but I think they would probably really appreciate yours. That's why I'm asking you all these questions.
No, thank you. So what is the soul? What is the soul? Soul is the energy, the life force that exists within us. Once this energy leaves, the doctor will tell my loved ones, Ravi left. My body will still be there, but the doctor will say, Ravi is gone. It is this energy that gives me dynamism. It is this energy which is my life energy. That is the soul, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because
mm-hmm.
I have the soul, every living being. That energy exists. That energy is the soul. And that energy is the most divine thing about
it is, and I love the term divine order or divine intervention. I mean, I just really do. You've got a lot of things here. You've got spirituality diagrams, the pyramid, journey from the mind to the soul. Just touch on whatever you want to talk about. We have 20-some minutes left. Look at this. This is the pyramid. Looking at your site. Okay, everybody should go here. I mean, this is a teaching aid. I want everybody to go there. HappySoulHungryMind.com. And you're going to see under spirituality, this is the spirituality pyramid. Look at this. I mean, you can learn an awful lot from this. You really can. I need to put some of this in my magazine, Ravi, because this, you know, my magazine is called Mystic Living Today.
Yes.
And, yes, I will email you about this. But, yeah, it's a pyramid, and you go up to the top, and the top is union with soul. And at the bottom, you know, where it starts the pyramid, you have emotions, compulsions, extremely disturbed. Tell me how you came to doing this pyramid. I'm curious.
Yeah,
I'm really
actually, great question. Great question. You know, I was trying to explain to someone everything that I was talking about, and I've realized that they were still a little confused. And so I wanted to explain to them the transition between, because I talk about the journey. What is our journey in life? It is the journey from the mind to the soul.
Right.
When the mind is frazzled, like you said, you know, my mind is frazzled, my mind is disturbed. So at the bottom of the pyramid, you know, you see all of these things. You see anger and stress and fear and grief,
right,
and regret. You see greed. We talked about money. We didn't talk about ego, but ego and hubris. We have addictions and obsessions and jealousy. When we are in that layer of the pyramid, our mind is completely disturbed, right? We are taken over by emotions and compulsions.
Right.
And it leads to unhappiness and sadness, because you say, well, I'm jealous of somebody. Guess what? It makes you sad. When you get greedy and when you don't get your needs fulfilled, it makes you unhappy. When you have a lot of ego, somebody can say something to you and you get really upset. When we operate at this lowest layer of the spirituality pyramid, our mind is disturbed. Then we get to the next layer up. That's when we are in love, when we are hanging around with family and friends, when we are satisfied with work and fame and, you know, we are building assets, we still have an enjoyment. The mind is less frazzled, but it's still active and busy, and it's enjoying those pleasures and joys, right? Life's needs and desires. But you go to the next level higher. Now we are in nature. You talked about nature, watching nature videos on YouTube. You talked about faith, going to church. There is devotion. You talked about service, helping that lady who, you know, putting her groceries in the trunk. You talk about arts and music. You talk about knowledge, right? Now what you happen is people who engage, when we engage in these activities, our mind begins to feel calmer. And people who are engaged in these activities will say they have a sense of satisfaction. They have a sense of fulfillment. Well, they have reached the higher level of the pyramid, right? But they're still not at the top. But what is happening, as you notice, is that the state of the mind, that arrow, your mind is moving from red to blue to green, right? Your states are changing. Your mind is becoming calmer as you go up the pyramid. But the coup d'etat at the very top is the meditation. When you begin to meditate, when you begin to quiet the mind, we talked about meditation at the beginning. When the mind is completely quiet, and it becomes serene, we begin to go beyond the mind. Our ego has dissolved, and when we reach those states which are beyond the mind, that's when we come to pure ecstasy. Right. That's when...
No, it's all true. And what I just said about how I was the last few days, I was down here with, down at the bottom of the pyramid. I mean, I was like fear and stress, and I wasn't angry and I wasn't jealous, but just those alone. And the color is perfect because red ignites it. It's not good. It's not healthy at all. You know, but it, I don't really know what I did to change it. I talk to people. I talk to my son a lot, and I have people that I talk online. But you have to do it yourself, Rivi. You cannot, you know, it's just not a simple thing. If you get in that state like I was frazzled. But I know what else happened. I had a friend that came over, and she... her energy, and I guess I took it on. Her energy was not good. I couldn't wait for her to leave. Isn't that awful? Because she was doing something to me, and it took me 24 hours to come back down to where I am and realize, okay, this is not you. You have to just let this go. You can't change what other people are going through. I mean, if you can help them, I'll help them. But if you can't, you can't. But you have to really know to let go, don't you think? I mean, you have to say, well, okay, we'll just let them go on their own path. But I like this quieting the mind and peaceful, but then I like to go, I want to go all the way to the top, Ravi. I want to go where that sun is.
Yes, where the sun is. And you can get there, Miss Natalie. You, because you're born as a human being, the universe, God, nature has given you this ultimate gift, this ultimate capability, and to you and every one of the 7 billion people on earth, no one can be denied.
Mm-hmm.
All of us reach that beautiful sun up there when our mind is completely quiet.
Right.
We're not even praying. We are not asking for anything. We're not having any conversation. We are just quiet.
We just are. That's all.
And then what happens is, we talked about this energy, when the mind is quiet, the soul in you becomes self-evident. It's like when you go out and there are clouds and you cannot see the sun. But when the clouds depart, the sun shines through in all its glory automatically. What is greed and stress and anger and all of the worries about money and stress, and those are clouds that is preventing the soul to shine through, because our mind is constantly active. While the mind is active, the soul cannot shine through. But when the mind becomes quiet, the soul shines through in vibrance. If you have a lamp and you have a dark cloth covering the lamp, you cannot see the light from the lamp. But as soon as you remove the cloth, you immediately see the light. And it is stunning and it's beautiful. And every human being on earth has this capability. They don't have to go anywhere. They don't have to go on a pilgrimage. They can experience their spirituality in their own home.
All you have a chart. You have another chart, not to interrupt you, but you have other charts beneath that one. You know, transform your thoughts. And then you've got infinite happiness will finally arise in you. And you've got all of these, your soul will unveil bit by bit. And I'm just quickly perusing some of these, and I'm kind of looking at them, and I'm thinking some of it really makes a lot of sense to me. But, you know, it's really tough. I think right now, but it's always been like this. It doesn't matter whether it was COVID and you had to stay in the house or whatever. It's really tough for people to calm themselves down, plant your feet on the ground here.
Yes.
And just let it go. It'll be okay. If you, I always say to myself, well, Natalie, if you can fix this somehow, go ahead and fix it. But if you can't, let God do it. Let the universe take it. Here, I give it to you. Because I can't handle it here on earth. It's upsetting me too much.
Yes.
And I have been in that state before. And you just, I don't, it's hard to get people just to believe, isn't it? Or maybe not for you. It is. You know, people will say, oh, yeah, sure. Yeah. Well, you can't make somebody believe, Ravi. You cannot.
Yeah. So, Miss Natalie, I want to compliment you. I want to compliment you on your level of self-awareness.
Thank you.
It's because you're able to look at your situation and say, I am frazzled by this situation. I am disturbed by this situation. But I am going to choose to let it go.
Mm-hmm.
We started earlier in our discussion, we talked about the mind. And in the book, I talk about this. And people may have heard this before. We are not the mind. We are the owner of the mind. So, you know, sometimes you, when you go for a walk, you see people with dogs, and you see some dogs are walking ahead of the master and pulling the master.
Yeah.
And other dogs are following the master or walking next to the master. Those owners have trained their dogs well. We have to train the mind.
Yeah.
So it's never, I am not frazzled. My mind is frazzled.
Yes, I agree.
I was not angry. My mind is angry. As soon as I put a distance between me and the mind, I am not sad. My mind is sad.
Yeah.
When you wake up to that, then you go, I can tell the mind to be sad or angry or not to be sad and angry. And then I can tell the mind, you need to calm down.
Well,
yes,
and then you have to go back to me. What I do is when I feel sad about something, when I get really quiet, and I'll just start to think, well, Natalie, you know, that's not healthy for you. It's not going to get you what you might want. So you might as well give it back to God. Let him deal with it. Let you know, and some people think it's God is a she. It doesn't matter what you think. But you just have to do that because you're going to drive yourself crazy and you're going to prevent all these beautiful happenings in your day by feeling sad.
Yes.
I have been there.
It's a wonderful technique because, so let's understand the technique, right? What you're doing is you are unloading the burden. You're unloading the burden. As soon as you unload the burden, you give permission to the mind to calm down and stop thinking about it. As soon as the mind stops thinking about what it was troubling you, you feel better.
You feel better, and then, you know, but you have to believe that it's going to be okay. It's hard. You just can't teach people that. My son believes, but not like I do. You know, he's like, he's partial. He knows how I am. He knows what has happened to me in my life, and he knows I came out of it. Okay. Oh, actually, I'm a better person. You know, you have to just decide that this is what you're going to do. Some people like to write things down. Some people like to talk to somebody. I talk to people online. I only have like really one girlfriend, and I don't, you know, she's busy with her life. I don't even bother, you know, unless I'm having a bad day, and I'll say, okay, we got to go to lunch this week.
Yeah.
I swear, I got to go. But anyways,
yeah.
You know, you have to start sorting through things and understanding that all this is doing is taxing on your body and your mind and your heart. And, you know, this is your shell. You've got to take care of it in the best way you know how. And don't abuse it, you know, and don't go off the deep end and do all these things. No, you cannot do that. And love beauty and love the animals and the little ones. And, you know, I've just become like this the last year. It just breaks my heart when I see some of these things going on. It really does. But I also know that somehow something will change. Everything is being more pronounced. It's always been going on in the world, but now it's brought to a lot of people's attention. And that's when you can get change. You know, I mean, like, I'll use this example as cows, baby cows.
Yes.
Well, it's always been like this. They've always done this to them, taken them from her mother. However, when I was growing up, I didn't even think about it.
Yes.
You know, now I'm in tune to it, and I don't like it. And I'm saying it every day. We got to fix this. We just got to get an alternative. This is wrong. This is wrong. This is a life. Just like you're a life and I'm a life. This is wrong.
Yes.
But we're being shown this more and more, and that's why some things are being done about it. So that's good.
That's wonderful. How
it
cool
is
it that, I mean, you know, my website has so many pages on it and so much content.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, I'm going to write to you. You're going to give me – I'm going to put this pyramid in my magazine and anything else that you want. But I will write to you about it because all you have to do is send it to me. It's easy. It's a piece of cake. But people need to understand this is a great base for everybody, for things if you want to learn about – I'm telling you, this is how I think. A lot of this is like me. It really, really is. And it makes me feel kind of good because I'm not – off the beaten path very much, you know?
I think you're great. You know, this spirituality pyramid is buried deep down in the website, right? Somebody really has to find their way. I am amazed, Miss Natalie, that of all the content, how you found this pyramid, that is just, how wonderful is that?
How did I find what?
No, I mean, of all the content there is on the website.
On my magazine? Yes. Yes, you got to understand that, too, and people have to realize this. When it started, you know, I'd ask people. I mean, it's 20 years old. I would ask people for stuff. Now, I mean, the last, seven, 8 years, I have the same publicist. I have the same authors. Hey, Natalie, can you use this month? I never say no. Because I know what they're about. And it's getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And it takes me 4 days, usually. But when I sit in my chair, Ravi, and I do this, it's like I'm sitting up so high in the sky. People don't understand what it does. I'm promoting, I'm bringing forth all these beautiful people, but it's making me more beautiful. It's making me feel good, too. It's just a blessing. I mean, but the content, you're right. It comes to me. I'll send reminders. Sometimes I had this lady, she handles two different authors, and she says, I want to know what's the best way to do it. I said, well, if you can do this, send it to me by the 24th of the month, I'll put it up. Because she wanted to know, well, what do you want? Do you want us to skip a month? No, I don't want you to skip a month. Do it every month. Keep pushing this beautiful stuff out there. People need to see this.
Yes.
They need to see it. They need to see it in print, Ravi. They need to not imagine, but they need, like for your site, they need to know. He's a real person. I'm talking to him.
Yes.
I love it. Yes. I mean, I'm higher than a kite. I'm just, you know, I put my headphones on sometimes. You know, I'm from Michigan, from Motown, Detroit. So I got my rock and roll going, and I've got, you know, my head is moving, and I'm typing away. But you get in a different zone. You really do. You're not, nothing matters to you. When I'm doing that for everybody, and that's what I want to do. I'm bringing the world to everybody. And thank you for the compliment with all the content I have. Yes.
Absolutely.
I've worked hard for it, though. You know, I mean, I never had to beg. It's just that, you know, all my emails that go out are from me personally. They're not automated. And I think people like to know that I'm real. And they can feel in my email how I feel. And I think that's important. But there's so many out there. Oh, my gosh. There's so many people who are like you and I. Just waiting to be known, waiting, you know. I found my niche. I found, I think, what God has wanted me to do. It's this. I really do. And meeting people like yourself, oh, my goodness. So, yes. Thank you. Content is really good. Yeah, it is.
Thank you. Thank you, Ms. Natalie. Thank you.
And it's important, you know, but you're going to get an email from me now, and I expect you to answer it, because if you don't, I will email you again.
I look forward to the email, and I look
yes,
forward to
yes, I'm relentless. You got to always remember, Natalie is relentless. She never, and there's a lady listening, and she'll say, if anybody can do it, it's me. I can do it.
No,
I don't let anything stop me. I mean, I might
yes.
step back a little bit. And say, oh, I don't know about this. But then I get this inspiration. I get this burst of energy. Oh, no. No, 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 no. I'm not going to stop. I'm not going to stop. Mm-mm. I can't. I have too much that I want to put out there. So, yeah. Well, good. I'm glad you're going to look forward to my email because you're going to get it.
Yes. I look forward to sharing the spirituality pyramid with your
yes.
audience and with the world, every one of us. This is our journey.
Yes, it's important. It's very, very important. And, you know, all of this is important. But I told you in the beginning I was really looking forward to talking to you because I knew it's like the frosting on the cake for me because we all need to be reminded, all of us.
Yeah.
You know, we're not perfect. We're not perfect.
Yeah.
You know, and Candy says, thank you. She's in the chat room, and she says, I feel like Natalie is thorough and inquisitive. Oh, yes, I am. She is drawn to things, and I'm picking up that many things like this pyramid are shown to her to share with others. You got that right. I am going to share it.
Absolutely.
And I am going to make sure that it gets, Candy will put it in Instagram. People need to know about this. I have a good following. I have creative people, photographers, artists. I just love that. I tapping into those kinds of people. They're so gifted. And, you know, being creative, you're using a different part of your mind. You're really tapping into something. I mean, just such beautiful work. All I have to do is like something that they have, and if they find out some other photographer or artist is following me, they all follow me.
Yes.
And I love it. Makes me smile. Makes me feel so good. Yes.
That is
so
wonderful.
I'm happy to have been able to talk to you today, that it all worked out. And I have this feeling that we are going to be emailing. We're going to have, because I'm going to put stuff about you. I'm going to try to do it as often as I can, you know, that you'll share with me.
Yes.
Because it's important. It's important to get the word out so everybody knows. Now, I got to tell you something here before we go. Oh, this is my friend. She listens every week. She says, you and he really connect. And she puts a heart. Yes, yes. She'll do that. Just send me a little note. Man, that was good. Or gosh. No, she knows how I feel. She knows my determination and my willpower. And, yeah. Oh, yes. Yes. So thank you very, very much. And look for my email to come to you maybe tonight or tomorrow, but I will send it.
But Ms. Natalie, it's my pleasure. Thank you so much for
hosting
me. Oh,
no, thank you for sharing all of your work with us and explaining things to all of these people. I'm going to tweet this, and I'm going to put a little note below it. You really need to listen to this one. It will be very enlightening because we touched, you know, on things you wrote about it. I think, I do, you know, and it's just like having frosting on the cake. They're going to see. They're going to hear it. Thank you very much. My love to you.
Thanks.
And we'll communicate, I promise you that. And before I end the show, I'm going to say what I always say. You might like this. Believe in things you cannot see. They really are there. You see, there's that positive belief. Believe.
Yes.
You believe. I put it behind everything I post. That I'm trying to spread the word. I'm trying to let everybody understand. Just believe. Just shut up and believe. Don't question it. Just believe. You'll feel so much better about yourself and your life and everybody around you, and it will allow you to help a lot of people at the same time. So do you have another book coming? I should ask you that.
I should write another book. But what I want to do is make sure – I love to write books. But I need to make sure that I spread the messages in this book and do this book justice, because this book has these spiritual truths that people can benefit and it can help the world. So I need to do my part. As much as I love writing more than going out and marketing, that's not fun for me. But I realize that unless in this day and age you go out and market, your word cannot get out. So the word has to get out. These spiritual truths.
Unless Ravi, you go to these younger people that are at colleges and you're doing these seminars and things, because those are educated people. They're not, you know, they'll listen to you. They won't be there unless they want to hear you. They have to know that.
Yeah.
I would be there.
Yeah.
I'd be raising my hand.
I need to do that. I need to get more content, more diagrams, more videos.
Yes.
Because this is so important. People are in lives struggling. We all are struggling. We all have so much stress. I have so much stress. And when I remind myself of the things that I talk about in my own book, right? So I follow my own wisdom, my own advice. I say, look, this is what Ravi in the book says. So read it and follow it. And then life suddenly, the same circumstances, but life becomes so much more pleasant. And everyone can do that.
It does. I appreciate every day because you don't know what's going to happen tomorrow.
Yes. Yes.
You just, you know, I think about it. And the older you get, you really think about it. When you're really young, you don't. You know, you've got your things that you're doing and raising kids and all that. You don't think about it. But just relish every moment of every day and you know, do all the things that Ravi and I have been talking about. It's important that you do that. It really, really is. And be safe and, you know, watch out for things. You know, if you're still supposed to wear your mask, I preach this every time. I mean, I'm awful. I'm on my podium. You do what your state wants you to do. Although my governor, I really don't care for him because he wants to open everything up. He wants to let everything go. Well, yours truly is not abiding by what he says. I have much more. I care. I just care way too much. And if you get politics in it, it's not always a good thing. I don't know how the country that you're from. What's it like over there?
Well, I live in Houston, and so or in Texas, and we have the governor has opened everything up. He has, in fact, banned. Mass, he has opened all of it. So, but in Houston, if you go around, all the businesses are open. Everybody is out in restaurants. Yeah, but fortunately, the cases in Houston have been trending down. So, you know, we still have to keep a close eye on.
Where were you born? You weren't born in the States, right? Where were you born?
No, I was born in India. I was born in India and lived there. I grew up in Bombay, and I came to the U.S. when I was 21.
Okay.
And so I've been here, and India has been hit very hard by the second wave of COVID. And in February, COVID was way down. Everybody was happy that COVID was behind them. And then COVID came back, and it came back so fast that it stunned the whole system, and the system is not able to cope up. So it's been devastating. It is heartbreaking.
It is. I hate it. I just, you know, and when I talk to God, I just give me a big magic wand and I'll fix it all. I'll sweep everything all over. It'll be done over. We'll all be good. We'll all be happy. We'll be healthy. But I know we can't. I know I can't do that. Besides, I'm not big enough.
But, you know, the God and the universe has been helping us. We have.
That's right.
We have the knowledge of social distancing. We understand how this virus works to cover our mouths and noses. We understand how the virus infects the body, and now there are vaccines. So even though this virus exists, God and the universe has given us the understanding and the intelligence to deal with it, right?
Yep,
and
exactly.
The question is, are we going to exercise our knowledge and wisdom and then help us overcome the virus?
We will.
Anything in life, we have the intelligence, we have the knowledge. The question is, are we going to apply it?
Yep, are we going to use it? Yep,
are we going to
exactly.
Is the knowing doing gap? I know everything, and how much am I able to do? That is the definition of life, right? We all have, we know what we must do, but many of us, and me included, we're not able to do as we should, right? I am not perfect.
Right. No. Unfortunately, we're here to become more perfect. Yeah, you're right. You're right. You be safe with your family. I'm so happy I got to. See, I feel so good. I feel, I don't know, lifted. I can't explain it to you, but I'm very, very happy that you wanted to do the show. And, I wasn't worried about talking to you. I told you. just talk.
Yeah.
I have one on Friday, and she says, well, what are we going to talk about? I said, we'll be talking like we've known each other for years. Don't worry about it.
Yes.
And it works. I love you dearly. You're a wonderful man. You keep spreading beautiful work, and I will be sending you my email, okay?
Thank you, Ms. Natalie. Have a wonderful evening, and thank you to your listeners and readers for listening and reading. I would love to hear their feedback.
I will. And I'm going to post it now on Twitter so everybody can listen to it. Okay, now what I'm going to do is we always play this music. It's called Free to Love. You might want to listen. Candy's in the room, and she likes to dance. She says, well, will he dance with us? Candy, I don't know, but he's going to hear the music anyway. So here's Free to Love. You got to listen to this one. This is really
cool. I'm already dancing. Let's play the music.
Here we go.
If everyone could be who they were really meant to be, without limitations, discrimination, this world could show all its colors. So get the chip off the shoulder.
Change the pain. Good night.
Good night. Love to everybody. Bye-bye.